from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And along on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Leggett's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you today on a Thursday. This week's kind of flown by,
boys. Flying by. Since you took over for Josh in that seat for the time being, it is really flying by. I'm going to tell you, man, as much as I miss Josh, I love having you alongside Dusty.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been fun. Yeah. We'll see how long it goes.
Yep. I've absolutely loved every moment. And I love Mac's addition to the show as well. Yeah, I mean, thanks, it's just, you know, you've been great, man. You've been here for a couple of months and, you know, you didn't know Josh was leaving when you took the job, right? And you get here, you're like, well, we're losing Josh, but you know, we'll see what moves forward in the future. But I'm just going to say right now, Dusty, I love having you alongside, my man.
Yeah, man, you're killing
a lot of fun.
Well, I love being here.
And Bill Brooks is back too, so that's awesome.
The band's back together.
That's right, baby. Bill Brooks. I'm getting texts from people like so excited that Bill Brooks is back.
Aaron's dad.
Yes. Whatever happened to him? Is he
Aaron Brooks?
Yeah.
He went to New Orleans.
I know. Exactly. you never saw him again, right? Like, what is Aaron? Is he coaching like at a high school or something right now? Or like, what is Aaron Brooks doing right now? That is a guy whose name was so hot for like a hot minute. And then, boom, out the door.
There's a show bit for you.
And what's that?
What are they doing now? You find a former athlete that you're kind of questioning yourself, like, where are they at? And you find out what they're doing. You're
dead.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah. No.
I hope he's not dead.
No, I hope he's not dead. But, you know, here's the thing, though, that what's interesting about that. That's another one of those quarterbacks that, you know, everybody thought that the magic man down there in Sean Payton was going to turn into this great, great quarterback. What people fail to realize is that Sean Payton is a nice coach when he has Drew Brees riding along shotgun. But nobody else that they moved in there, they wanted always to have the next, oh, well, Sean Payton's here. He's going to make this guy good, and he's going to make that guy good. And who was the guy that was like the wide receiver, Spencer Paydirt or something was his name or something like that? What the hell was that guy's name who was like the wide receiver quarterback? Payton
Hillis?
No, it wasn't. Nah. What was the guy's name? Come on now. You guys are fantasy football players. Yeah. Payson Hill or something.
Taysom Hill.
He was going to be the next. And why? Like, let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah. He was Steve Young. That's what Sean Payton said.
Steve Young, right? So watching what Sean Payton has done with anybody not named Drew Brees, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback, why would anybody in their right mind believe that that guy's going to turn the Denver Broncos around?
I mean, I don't think he's going to. Must be nice to have Drew Brees your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the Packers, right? Mike McCarthy and Rodgers, how disappointing that tenure was. We don't talk about that same way with the Saints and Drew Brees and Sean Payton. We should.
We absolutely should. Yeah, they're a big disappointment. I mean, when you start to look at, like, well, I mean, big disappointment because of the alleged faux hype that was surrounding a lot of these guys, right? Like, Sean Payton and the Saints will complain about a penalty or whatever. You're Drew Brees and Sean Payton. You're supposed to be better than everybody else. But you're right, Mac. I mean, that's the other underachieving quarterback coach combination in NFL history. It's the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they have one Super Bowl to show for what they did in all of those years down there. And they even cheated with Bounty Gate and all that other stuff, right? And they still only have that one championship to show, like Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, two underachieving duos, probably the two biggest underachieving duos of our lifetimes in the NFL.
Still should have had a Saints Chiefs Super Bowl, though.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been Rams Pats, but it's all good.
Either way.
I don't care.
Aaron Brooks is now a property developmenter.
Oh, he is. Cool. Yeah. All right.
In his hometown of Newport.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or I guess James City County, Virginia. Either way, but that's what he's doing.
All right, cool.
Building projects.
That's awesome, man. That's a hell of a job, man. Yeah.
Aqib Talib is kind of like on the same side that we are, right? Like the whole new offensive look, what it could be. Here's audio from Aqib Talib, what might have you run through a wall.
You're telling me that this team is more explosive than Tyreek Hill Chiefs?
I think so.
Why?
I think so. Because you almost got a Tyreek. You got a Tyreek. You got almost two of them. Now you got Hollywood and Worthy. You could stretch the field with both of those guys. And then you got one of the best catch and run guys underneath in Rashee Rice. He almost like a Deebo Samuel type. And then you got Kelsey. And then you got a great running back. And then they got Andy Heck, man. It don't matter who you give him on the O-line. He seems to revamp him and have him Super Bowl ready by the end of the season, man. So I love what they do with that O-line. And it's just a lot of explosion around him.
The truth is they had Tyreek, but they never really had depth, right? They never had the number two and the number three like you're talking. So you're probably...
Exactly. Now they got a bunch of guys who can play football, so... And then Mahomes is in, he's just now getting to his OG veteran days now. So I don't know, man. It's we may be looking at the GOAT.
There's Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
Take a moment, Dusty. Yeah. A little moment of silence for Aqib Talib, everybody. There you go.
And we're back. So Aqib Talib has the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. He has them looking like they're better receiving core than the Tyreek Hill days. And according to Warren Sharp of At Sharp Football,
I like Warren.
He puts the Chiefs to having the 16th best receiving core, tied with Atlanta and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, how about that, right? Yeah, Davante Adams and then
the Royals right fielder.
And the Royals right fielder, Hunter Renfrow.
Which he's going to be tired by the time the season starts.
He's going to be exhausted. I don't know how he's going to do it, too. He better call Bo Jackson and figure out how this thing is done. But, you know, back to the wide receiver core for the Chiefs. Like, I don't care where people have them ranked, in the NFL, because it really doesn't matter. But you could make the case this is the best wide receiver overall core and best wide receiver classroom that they've had ever in the Patrick Mahomes era. Tyreek Hill is worldly above everybody else, and there's no debating that. But Sammy Watkins was often injured, right?
Watson, yes!
And wasn't around a whole heck of a lot. Who was the next guy in line?
Nicole Maybe. DeMarcus Robinson.
Like, it's not like getting you all kind of excited for what the possibilities are here. I would say right now, your number one wide receiver, let's just call it what it is, Hollywood Brown, right? Let's put him out there as your number one wide receiver, the guy who's going to be that speed burner as of today. Now, Worthy could be that guy, but we don't know anything about Worthy. It's tough to make him the number one wide receiver.
We know he can take the top off the defense
and all that kind of stuff. He's got the possibilities of being great. So whether you want to have Hollywood Brown or Xavier Worthy as your Tyreek Hill clone, and then your number two is obviously Rashee Rice. Again, I've talked about it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting glowing reports from people up there about Rashee Rice. They love what he's doing right now. Like, I love what Rashee Rice is doing right now. And so he is a much better number two than Tyreek Hill ever had, right? He's much better than MVS or Juju or anybody that Tyreek Hill had as his running mate, including Sammy Watkins. And I'm a Sammy Watkins apologist, right? I love Sammy Watkins, but I understand Rashee Rice is better than what Sammy Watkins was. Obviously, Travis Kelce is the same guy, and then you've got Justin Watson at wide receiver, who I talked to somebody yesterday about the injury that he suffered. We're good, they feel, with Justin Watson, so they're okay
Watson,
there. And I think that's important because I think he is that he's kind of that Sammy mold, like he's going to get open. He's going to be there for you. You always need that. Yeah, that type of guy. And the other guy that this organization is loving right now, from what I'm being told, is Wiley, the tight end. Like they are absolutely in love with him. The good news about Wiley is he can throw 94, 95 off the mound. So if the Royals are looking for a reliever, the Chiefs may loan Wiley out to the Kansas City Royals and let him toe the slab, because I know people that know Wiley and that grew up with his dad. And one of the conversations was, if he wasn't going to play football, he would have been drafted into Major League Baseball because he can legit throw. And he's a former quarterback as well. But the organization, the Chiefs as an organization, from the people that I've talked to, they're loving what he's doing in training camp right now. So it's a lot of guys that have a lot of potential around Patrick Mahomes. And I think at the end of the season, we may be making the case that this is the best overall group of wide receivers slash pass catchers that Patrick has had at one time here.
And to give you some reference on who they have as the top three, according to Warren Sharp's top list, Francisco, Philadelphia, Chicago. Okay. So you've got Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and a rookie in Caleb Williams throwing to the top three receiver corps, and you have the best quarterback to ever touch a football in the National Football League, having ranked the 16th. You got to think there's some sort of war involved in football, like wins above replacement.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But that's what Patrick Mahomes brings to the table. You don't have to go out and spend crazy money on skill position players because Patrick Mahomes makes everybody better. If you have Mr. Irrelevant, Jalen Hurts, who I like, real quick, you guys, Jalen Hurts fans or not, I mean, Philadelphia is like, oh my God, we don't like this guy anymore. I think he's a really good quarterback.
I like his story.
And then the third guy on the list, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and who was Caleb Williams, a guy who's never thrown a ball in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And my lasting impression of him is crying to his mom after losing a college football game destroyed by Notre Dame in a game where Notre Dame had an NFL defensive coordinator as their defensive coordinator, making Caleb Williams look stupid. I'm not a believer in Caleb Williams. He's going to have to go out there and prove it in the NFL for me to buy into what Caleb Williams is selling or what the Bears are trying to peddle with Caleb Williams, because this is rinse and repeat with the Chicago Bears with every quarterback that they've had since Jim McMahon. Okay. Oh, he's going to be the next. He's going to be great. He's going to be the next. He's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And then he fails and then he stinks and then he's no good. And then we fire the coach because the organization is run by a terrible owner. So here's what we're looking at. I'm not buying into any of those quarterbacks until they can go out there and prove it. And to me, Mr. Irrelevant needs high-priced wide receivers around him. Jalen Hurts, probably a little bit in the middle. I'm more of a fan than a lot of people. And Caleb Williams is a total unknown. I know nothing about that guy in the NFL and how he's going to react to the league.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And along on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Leggett's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you today on a Thursday. This week's kind of flown by.
Yeah, it's flying by. This, since you took over for Josh in that seat for the time being, it is really flying by. I'm going to tell you, man, as much as I miss Josh, I love having you alongside Dusty.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been fun. Yeah. We'll see how long it goes.
Yep. I've absolutely loved every moment. And I love Mac's addition to the show as well. Right, I mean, thanks, it's just, you know, you've been great, man. You've been here for a couple of months and, you know, you didn't know Josh was leaving when you took the job, right? And you get here like, well, we're losing Josh, but you know, we'll see what moves forward in the future. But I'm just going to say right now, Dusty, I love having you alongside, my man.
Yeah, man, you're killing
a lot of fun.
Well, I love being here.
And Bill Brooks is back too, so that's awesome.
The band's back together.
That's right, baby. Bill Brooks. I'm getting texts from people like so excited that Bill Brooks is back.
Aaron's dad.
Yes. Whatever happened to him? Is he
Aaron Brooks?
Yeah.
He went to New Orleans.
I know. Exactly. you never saw him again, right? Like, what is Aaron? Is he coaching like at a high school or something right now? Or like, what is Aaron Brooks doing right now? That is a guy whose name was so hot for like a hot minute. And then, boom, out the door.
There's a show bit for you.
And what's that?
What are they doing now? You find a former athlete that you're kind of questioning yourself, like, where are they at? And you find out what they're doing. You're
dead.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah. No.
I hope he's not dead.
No, I hope he's not dead. But, you know, here's the thing, though, that what's interesting about that. That's another one of those quarterbacks that, you know, everybody thought that the magic man down there in Sean Payton was going to turn into this great, great quarterback. What people fail to realize is that Sean Payton is a nice coach when he has Drew Brees riding along shotgun. But nobody else that they moved in there, they wanted always to have the next, oh, well, Sean Payton's here. He's going to make this guy good, and he's going to make that guy good. And who was the guy that was like the wide receiver, Spencer Paydirt or something was his name or something like that? What the hell was that guy's name who was like the wide receiver quarterback? Payton
Hillis?
No, it wasn't. What was the guy's name? Come on now. You guys are fantasy football players. Yeah. Payson Hill or something.
Taysom Hill.
He was going to be the next. And why? Like, let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah. He was Steve Young. That's what Sean Payton said. Steve Young.
Steve Young, right? So watching what Sean Payton has done with anybody not named Drew Brees, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback, why would anybody in their right mind believe that that guy's going to turn the Denver Broncos around?
I mean, I don't think he's going to. Must be nice to have Drew Brees your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the Packers, right? Mike McCarthy and Rodgers, how disappointing that tenure was. We don't talk about that same way with the Saints and Drew Brees and Sean Payton. We should.
We absolutely should. Yeah, they're a big disappointment. I mean, when you start to look at like, well, I mean, big disappointment because of the alleged faux hype that was surrounding a lot of these guys, right? Like Sean Payton and the Saints will complain about a penalty or whatever. You're Drew Brees and Sean Payton. You're supposed to be better than everybody else. But you're right, Mac. I mean, that's the other underachieving quarterback coach combination in NFL history. It's the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they have one Super Bowl to show for what they did in all of those years down there. And they even cheated with Bounty Gate and all that other stuff, right? And they still only have that one championship to show, like Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, two underachieving duos, probably the two biggest underachieving duos of our lifetimes in the NFL.
Still should have had a Saints Chiefs Super Bowl, though.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been Rams Pats, but it's all good.
Either way.
I don't care.
Aaron Brooks is now a property developmenter.
Oh, he is. Cool. Yeah. All right.
In his hometown of Newport.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or I guess James City County, Virginia. Either way. What he's doing.
All right, cool.
Building projects.
That's awesome, man. That's a hell of a job, man. Yeah.
Aqib Talib is kind of like on the same side that we are, right? Like the whole new offensive look, what it could be. Here's audio from Aqib Talib, what might have you run through a wall.
You're telling me that this team is more explosive than Tyreek Hill Chiefs?
I think so.
Why?
I think so. Because you almost got a Tyreek. You got a Tyreek. You got almost two of them. Now you got Hollywood and Worthy. You could stretch the field with both of those guys. And then you got one of the best catch and run guys underneath in Rashee Rice. He almost like a Deebo Samuel type. And then you got Kelsey. And then you got a great running back. And then they got Andy Heck, man. It don't matter who you give him on the O-line. He seems to revamp him and have him Super Bowl ready by the end of the season, man. So I love what they do with that O-line. And It's just a lot of explosion around him.
The truth is they had Tyreek, but they never really had depth, right? They never had the number two and the number three like you're talking. So you're probably
that's exactly. That's- now they got a bunch of guys who can play football. So and then Mahomes is in he's just now getting to his OG veteran days now. So I don't know, man. It's we may be looking at the GOAT.
There's Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
Take a moment, Dusty. Yeah. A little moment of silence. For Aqib Talib, everybody. There you go.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So Aqib Talib has the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. He has them looking like they're better receiving core than the Tyreek Hill days. And according to Warren Sharp of At Sharp Football.
I like Warren.
He puts the Chiefs to having the 16th best receiving core, tied with Atlanta and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, how about that, right? Yeah, Devontae Adams and
then the Crickets. Royals right fielder.
And the Royals right fielder, mm-hmm. Hunter Renfrow.
But he's going to be tired by the time the season starts.
He's going to be exhausted. I don't know how he's going to do it, too. He better call Bo Jackson and figure out how this thing is done. But, you know, back to the wide receiver core for the Chiefs. Like, I don't care where people have them ranked, you know, in the NFL because it really doesn't matter. But you could make the case this is the best wide receiver overall core and best wide receiver classroom that they've had ever in the Patrick Mahomes era. Tyreek Hill is worldly above everybody else, and there's no debating that. But Sammy Watkins was often injured, right?
Watson, yes!
And wasn't around a whole heck of a lot. Who was the next guy in line?
Nicole Maybe. DeMarcus Robinson.
Like, it's not like getting you all kind of excited for what the possibilities are here. I would say right now, your number one wide receiver, let's just call it what it is, Hollywood Brown, right? Let's put him out there as your number one wide receiver, the guy who's going to be that speed bird as of today. Now, Worthy could be that guy, but we don't know anything about Worthy. It's tough to make him the number one wide receiver.
We know do. He's fast.
We know he can take the top off the defense and all that kind of stuff. He's got the possibilities of being great. So whether you want to have Hollywood Brown or Xavier Worthy as your Tyreek Hill clone, and then your number two is obviously Rashee Rice. Again, I've talked about it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting glowing reports from people up there about Rashee Rice. They love what he's doing right now. Like, I love what Rashee Rice is doing right now. And so he is a much better number two than Tyreek Hill ever had, right? He's much better than MVS. Or Juju or anybody that Tyreek Hill had as his running mate, including Sammy Watkins. And I'm a Sammy Watkins apologist, right? I love Sammy Watkins, but I understand Rashee Rice is better than what Sammy Watkins was. Obviously, Travis Kelce is the same guy, you know, and then you've got Justin Watson at wide receiver, who I talked to somebody yesterday about the injury that he suffered. We're good, they feel, with Justin Watson, so they're okay there. And I think that's important because I think he is that. He's kind of that Sammy mold, like he's going to get open. He's going to be there for you. You always need that. Yeah, that type of guy. And the other guy that this organization is loving right now, from what I'm being told, is Wiley, the tight end. Like they are absolutely in love with him. The good news about Wiley is he can throw 94-95 off the mound. So if the Royals are looking for a reliever, the Chiefs may loan Wiley out to the Kansas City Royals and let him toe the slab because I know people that know Wiley and that grew up with his dad. And one of the conversations was if he wasn't going to play football, he would have been drafted into Major League Baseball because he can legit throw and he's a former quarterback as well. But the organization, the Chiefs as an organization, from the people that I've talked to, they're loving what he's doing in training camp right now. So it's a lot of guys that have a lot of potential around Patrick Mahomes. And I think at the end of the season, we may be making the case that this is the best overall group of wide receivers slash pass catchers that Patrick has had at one time here.
And to give you some reference on who they have as the top three, according to Warren Sharp's top list, Francisco, Philadelphia, Chicago. Okay. So you've got Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and a rookie in Caleb Williams throwing to the top three receiver corps, and you have the best quarterback to ever touch a football in the National Football League, having ranked the 16th. You got to think there's some sort of war involved in football, like wins above replacement.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But that's what Patrick Mahomes brings to the table. You don't have to go out and spend crazy money on skill position players because Patrick Mahomes makes everybody better. If you have Mr. Irrelevant, Jalen Hurts, who I like real quick. You guys, Jalen Hurts fans or not, I mean, Philadelphia is like, oh my God, we don't like this guy anymore. I think he's a really good quarterback.
I like his story.
And then the third guy on the list, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and who was
Caleb Williams,
a guy who's never thrown a ball in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And my lasting impression of him is crying to his mom after losing a college football game destroyed by Notre Dame in a game where Notre Dame had an NFL defensive coordinator as their defensive coordinator, making Caleb Williams look stupid. I'm not a believer in Caleb Williams. He's going to have to go out there and prove it in the NFL for me to buy into what Caleb Williams is selling or what the Bears are trying to peddle with Caleb Williams, because this is rinse and repeat with the Chicago Bears with every quarterback that they've had since Jim McMahon. Okay. Oh, he's going to be the next. He's going to be great. He's going to be the next. He's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And then he fails and then he stinks and then he's no good. And then we fire the coach because the organization is run by a terrible owner. So here's what we're looking at. I'm not buying into any of those quarterbacks until they can go out there and prove it. And to me, Mr. Irrelevant needs high-priced wide receivers around him. Jalen Hurts, probably a little bit in the middle. I'm more of a fan than a lot of people. And Caleb Williams is a total unknown. I know nothing about that guy in the NFL and how he's going to react to the league.
And along on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Leggett's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you today on a Thursday. This week's kind of flown by.
Yeah, flying by. This since you took over for Josh in that seat for the time being, it is really flying by. I'm going to tell you, man, as much as I miss Josh, I love having you alongside Dusty.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been fun. Yeah. We'll see how long it goes.
Yep. I've absolutely loved every moment. And I love Mac's addition to the show as well. Right, I mean, thanks, you've been great, man. You've been here for a couple of months and, you didn't know Josh was leaving when you took the job, right? And then you get here like, well, we're losing Josh, but we'll see what moves forward in the future. But I'm just going to say right now, Dusty, I love having you alongside, my man.
Yeah, man, you're
killing a lot
it.
Of fun.
Well, I love being here.
And Bill Brooks is back too, so that's awesome.
The band's back together.
That's right, baby. Bill Brooks. I'm getting texts from people like so excited that Bill Brooks is back.
Aaron's dad.
Yes. Whatever happened to him? Is he
Aaron Brooks?
Yeah.
He went to New Orleans.
I know, exactly. you never saw him again, right? Like, what is Aaron? Is he coaching like at a high school or something right now? Or like, what is Aaron Brooks doing right now? That is a guy whose name was so hot for like a hot minute. And then, boom, out the door.
There's a show bit for you.
And what's that?
What are they doing now? A former athlete that you're kind of questioning yourself, like, where are they at? And you find out what they're doing. You're
dead.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah. No.
I hope he's not dead.
No, I hope he's not dead. But, here's the thing, though, that what's interesting about that. That's another one of those quarterbacks that, everybody thought that the magic man down there in Sean Payton was going to turn into this great, great quarterback. What people fail to realize is that Sean Payton is a nice coach when he has Drew Brees riding along shotgun. But nobody else that they moved in there, they wanted always to have the next, oh, well, Sean Payton's here. He's going to make this guy good, and he's going to make that guy good. And who was the guy that was like the wide receiver, Spencer Paydirt or something was his name or something like that? What the hell was that guy's name who was like the wide receiver quarterback? Payton
Hillis?
No, it wasn't. What was the guy's name? Come on now. You guys are fantasy football players. Yeah. Payson Hill or something.
Taysom Hill.
He was going to be the next. And why? Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah. He was Steve Young. That's what Sean Payton said. Young.
Steve Young, right? So watching what Sean Payton has done with anybody not named Drew Brees, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback, why would anybody in their right mind believe that that guy's going to turn the Denver Broncos around?
I mean, I don't think he's going to. Must be nice to have Drew Brees your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the Packers, right. Mike McCarthy and Rodgers, how disappointing that tenure was. We don't talk about that same way with the Saints and Drew Brees and Sean Payton. We should.
We absolutely should. Yeah, they're a big disappointment. I mean, start to look at big disappointment because of the alleged faux hype that was surrounding a lot of these guys, right? Like Sean Payton and the Saints will complain about a penalty or whatever. You're Drew Brees and Sean Payton. You're supposed to be better than everybody else. But you're right, Mac. I mean, that's the other underachieving quarterback coach combination in NFL history. It's the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they have one Super Bowl to show for what they did in all of those years down there. And they even cheated with Bounty Gate and all that other stuff, right? And they still only have that one championship to show, like Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, two underachieving duos, probably the two biggest underachieving duos of our lifetimes in the NFL.
Still should have had a Saints Chiefs Super Bowl, though.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been Rams Pats, but it's all good.
Either way.
I don't care.
Aaron Brooks is now a property developmenter.
Oh, he is. Cool. Yeah. All right. We're
in his hometown of Newport.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
or I guess James City, County, Virginia. Either way, but that's what he's doing.
All right, cool.
Building projects.
That's awesome, man. That's a hell of a job, man. Yeah.
Aqib Talib is kind of like on the same side that we are, right? Like the whole new offensive look, what it could be. Here's audio from Aqib Talib of what might have you run through a wall.
You're telling me that this team is more explosive than Tyreek Hill Chiefs?
I think so.
Why?
I think so. Because you almost got a Tyreek. You got a Tyreek. You got almost two of them. Now you got Hollywood and Worthy. You could stretch the field with both of those guys. And then you got one of the best catch and run guys underneath in Rashee Rice. He almost like a Deebo Samuel type. And then you got Kelce. And then you got a great running back. And then they got Andy Heck, man. It don't matter who you give him on the O-line. He seems to revamp him and have him Super Bowl ready by the end of the season, man. So I love what they do with that O-line. And it's just a lot of explosion around him.
The truth is they had Tyreek, but they never really had depth, right? They never had the number two and the number three like you're talking. So you're probably
– Exactly. Now they got a bunch of guys who can play football. So and then Mahomes is in – he's just now getting to his OG veteran days now. So I don't know, man. It's we may be looking at the GOAT.
There's Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
Take a moment, Dusty. Yeah. A little moment of silence for Aqib Talib, everybody. There you go.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So Aqib Talib has the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. He has them looking like they're better receiving core than the Tyreek Hill days. And according to Warren Sharp of At Sharp Football.
I like Warren.
He puts the Chiefs to having the 16th best receiving core, tied with Atlanta and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, how about that, right? Yeah, Devontae Adams and
then the Crickets. Royals right fielder.
And the Royals right fielder, mm-hmm. Hunter Renfrow.
Which he's going to be tired by the time the season starts.
He's going to be exhausted. I don't know how he's going to do it, too. He better call Bo Jackson and figure out how this thing is done. But, mm-hmm. you know, back to the wide receiver core for the Chiefs. Like, I don't care where people have them ranked, you know, mm-hmm. in the NFL because it really doesn't matter. But you could make the case this is the best wide receiver overall core and best wide receiver classroom that they've had ever in the Patrick Mahomes era. Tyreek Hill is worldly above everybody else, and there's no debating that. But Sammy Watkins was often injured, right?
Watson, yes!
And wasn't around a whole heck of a lot. Who was the next guy in
McCole
line?
Nicole Maybe.
DeMarcus Robinson. Like, it's not like getting you all kind of excited for what the possibilities are here. I would say right now, your number one wide receiver, let's just call it what it is, Hollywood Brown, right? Let's put him out there as your number one wide receiver, the guy who's going to be that speed burner as of today. Now, Worthy could be that guy, but we don't know anything about Worthy. It's tough to make him the number one wide receiver.
We know
do.
He's fast.
We know he can take the top off the defense and all that kind of stuff. He's got the possibilities of being great. So whether you want to have Hollywood Brown or Xavier Worthy as your Tyreek Hill clone, and then your number two is obviously Rashee Rice. Again, I've talked about it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting glowing reports from people up there about Rashee Rice. They love what he's doing right now. Like, I love what Rashee Rice is doing right now. And so he is a much better number two than Tyreek Hill ever had, right? He's much better than MVS or Juju or anybody that Tyreek Hill had as his running mate, including Sammy Watkins. And I'm a Sammy Watkins apologist, right? I love Sammy Watkins, but I understand Rashee Rice is better than what Sammy Watkins was. Obviously, Travis Kelce is the same guy, you know, and then you've got Justin Watson at wide receiver, who I talked to somebody yesterday about the injury that he suffered. We're good, they feel, with Justin Watson, so they're okay there.
Watson, yes!
And I think that's important because I think he is that... He's kind of that Sammy mold, like he's going to get open. He's going to be there for you. You always need that. Yeah, that type of guy. And the other guy that this organization is loving right now, from what I'm being told, is Wiley, the tight end. Like they are absolutely in love with him. The good news about Wiley is he can throw 94, 95 off the mound. So if the Royals are looking for a reliever, the Chiefs may loan Wiley out to the Kansas City Royals and let him toe the slab because I know people that know Wiley and that grew up with his dad. And one of the conversations was if he wasn't going to play football, he would have been drafted into Major League Baseball because he can legit throw and he's a former quarterback as well. But the organization, the Chiefs as an organization, from the people that I've talked to, they're loving what he's doing in training camp right now. So It's a lot of guys that have a lot of potential around Patrick Mahomes. And I think at the end of the season, we may be making the case that this is the best overall group of wide receivers slash pass catchers that Patrick has had at one time here.
And to give you some reference on who they have as the top three, according to Warren Sharp's top list, Francisco, Philadelphia, Chicago. Okay. So you've got Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and a rookie in Caleb Williams throwing to the top three receiver cores, and you have the best quarterback to ever touch a football in the National Football League, having ranked the 16th. You got to think there's some sort of war involved in football, like wins above replacement.
Yeah,
right.
But that's what Patrick Mahomes brings to the table. You don't have to go out and spend crazy money on skill position players because Patrick Mahomes makes everybody better. If you have Mr. Irrelevant, Jalen Hurts, who I like real quick, you guys, Jalen Hurts fans or not. I mean, Philadelphia is like, oh my God, we don't like this guy anymore. I think he's a really good quarterback.
I like his story.
And then the third guy on the list, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and who was Caleb Williams, a guy who's never thrown a ball in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And my lasting impression of him is crying to his mom after losing a college football game and getting destroyed by Notre Dame in a game where Notre Dame had an NFL defensive coordinator as their defensive coordinator, making Caleb Williams look stupid. I'm not a believer in Caleb Williams. He's going to have to go out there and prove it in the NFL for me to buy into what Caleb Williams is selling or what the Bears are trying to peddle with Caleb Williams, because this is rinse and repeat with the Chicago Bears with every quarterback that they've had since Jim McMahon, okay? Oh, he's going to be the next. He's going to be great. He's going to be the next. He's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And then he fails, and then he stinks, and then he's no good, and then we fire the coach because the organization is run by a terrible owner. So here's what we're looking at. I'm not buying into any of those quarterbacks until they can go out there and prove it. And to me, Mr. Irrelevant needs high-priced wide receivers around him. Jalen Hurts, probably a little bit in the middle. I'm more of a fan than a lot of people. And Caleb Williams is a total unknown. I know nothing about that guy in the NFL and how he's going to react to the league.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.